Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Ferry County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm Steve Nibson, along with Tim Abercrombie. We're going to talk some basketball today with a gentleman who certainly has given his time to Walkersville High School during his whole coaching career. And we'd like to welcome Mr. Norm Brown. Norm, welcome, and thank you for taking some time to be with us.
Hey, thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Indeed, our pleasure. For those who may not know who Coach Norm Brown is, how about a little background there and get us up to speed here on what the career of Coach Brown?
Long story short, born and raised in Frederick County. Moved to Walkersville back in 1977. My parents moved out. Graduated from Walkersville High School in 1983. Played basketball there. Freshman year and JV year, 11th grade year didn't go too well, and senior year, other things were on my mind.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
So
married. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm married to my wonderful wife, Lee Brown. We've been together, been married for 15 years.
Excellent.
And four kids. I'm employed at the Hagerstown Community College as a director. And my Walkersville High School career expanded from 2006 to 2024.
Norm, what do you think was the reason your parents moved to Walkersville? And then what was it about Walkersville? Because once they got there, that's the way it is. You're still there.
Yeah. They were just looking for a change, wanted me to really push myself and be able to succeed without distraction. And I just made good friends at Walkersville. Still have those friends till now. It was just a good community. I did briefly leave. And then I came back, and my wife and I decided that this is where we're going to raise our family, and this is where we've been.
You're stepping away, Norm, and certainly I know one particular coach will miss you immensely. But Mike Mathis out there, was this the right time for you?
Yeah, Steve. It was a very difficult decision. To be totally honest with you. At the end of last year, I started thinking about it, and I talked it over with my wife and my kids, and they said, "Hey, you're tired. You guys have had a great run." My daughter really emphasized that. Mike and I had a great run. Nothing to be ashamed of. You guys have done an incredible job. So I just feel like it was time for me to step away, time for me to spend some time with my wife, who has sacrificed a lot, over those 18 years. Yeah. And it was just time to go. I'm sure I'm going to miss it, but I just think that I need some time away and to see if I really will miss it.
You will, coach, but you'll also enjoy that other time.
Hey, Norm.
I hope so.
Norm, let's talk about your what started you down this coaching path. What made you want to become a coach and work with the kids out there in Walkersville?
Coach, my oldest son, Jalen, started to show some interest in basketball, and I've always been a basketball guy, and. He wanted to play rec, so I said, maybe I'll coach your rec team. So I coached his rec team, and I just fell in love with it. Everybody always said I had a way with kids, like I just had a good relationship with kids. I could make kids laugh, and that was I'm kind of a kid at heart myself, so I guess the two go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with it, and I saw that, I could really reach some of these kids, and they were listening to me, and we were very successful. We won the rec championship, and I had some kids on that team that became Walkersville phenoms, to be honest with you. Jimmy Hughes, Orlando Rosa, those are some of the guys that you may remember, Coach Abs.
Sure.
I just fell in love with it, and I was hooked after that.
Okay. You're kind of unique in the fact that you coached pretty close to the same amount of time in the girls' side as you did on the boys' side, if I'm my math's correct. 10 on the girls, yep. 10 seasons on the girls' side at the high school level, 8 on the boys' side. And what I've observed is most coaches tend to stay on one side or the other throughout their careers. There are exceptions. So my question is, from your perspective, what is the difference in coaching girls versus boys?
I'll give you a little synopsis on that. I never had an interest in coaching girls. And I was coaching boys Mid-Maryland. And after a game, Rick Little, who at that time was Mike Mathis's assistant, said, "Hey, you want to come over and coach our freshman girls?" And I said, "Coach, I've never coached girls in my life." So I came home and I told my wife, and she was like, "Well, go for it," you know. So that's how that all started. But I will say this: girls will listen a lot more than the guys will. I learned that the hard way. But it was just, I think once you coach and you're a coach, I think you can adapt to anything. And girls and boys they're the same, but they're different. But it's not a difference where it's like, oh, I don't think I could ever coach girls. I fell in love with it, and it just worked.
Yeah, very good. So in other words, coaching is coaching.
Coaching is coaching.
There you go. Very good.
Norm, looking back, you already touched on a little bit, but growing up as a young man, what was it about basketball? What was the hook for you?
I'm a big Syracuse fan, and that may be one of the reasons why I'm such a big basketball fan. When Big Monday first started, I turned the TV on, and it Syracuse happened to be on, and I just this guy Jim Boeheim, and I. Yeah. Just played a 2-3 zone, and I was like, man, you know, this is awesome. And I just fell in love with the Big East play. I was a fan of the ACC as well, but we would go out as kids and be outside all day, half the night playing basketball, and it was just, you know, it was just something that I just fell in love with.
Norm, in Frederick County, we could look at a lot of different sports and find quality assistant coaches that do a phenomenal job at whatever particular sport that they coach. How did you approach your role as an assistant coach? Like, what did you think some of the key factors in being a good assistant coach are?
To be a good assistant coach for me and my values and what I thought it should be was kind of not always being the yes guy with the head coach, right? If the head coach, if Mike will come to me and say, "Well, what do you think about this?" And I say, I don't know about that, Mike. I don't think that's a good idea. And to Mike's credit, he was very receptive to any ideas I had, anything I thought that maybe we should change or look into doing. And he really helped me with the X's and the O's of the game. I knew the game, but he really, really helped me with the X's and O's of the game. And it was just kind of a good cop, bad cop. You know, mm-hmm. he may get on the kid one day, and we're doing a drill or something. And I may be just whispering the kids there, "Hey, you're good. Just keep going. You know, you're going to be all right." So it was kind of that good cop, bad cop thing. And I think what really helped me with that, with the assisting coaching thing or side of it was, me and Mike had the same philosophies. We had the same goal for the team. We just loved the game of basketball so much, and we wanted to do everything we could do to teach these kids the fundamentals to be a good basketball team. So I think I really got lucky. In the aspect of I got with somebody that was willing to listen to anything I had to say and that just helped the relationship.
No, very good. And you know, Norm, that's funny that you say that, because all the time I was working with Tom Dickman at TJ, I always said that he didn't want any yes men. He wanted your input. He wanted you to give him your ideas. And I think that you hit the nail on the head with that answer.
Indeed. To follow up on that, Norm, what do you think, the 18 years you are in coaching now, what did you find would be a winning formula as far as being a coach? What were some things that a coach, no matter assistant or head, needs to have in order for that program to get to be consistent and competitive?
I would say you definitely need to adjust. You definitely need to be flexible. The succession of it, or to succeed, basketball is about fundamentals. And if you can teach that kid or those kids the fundamentals of the game, I think everything else takes care of itself. And have them believe in themselves. And explain to them, yes, there are going to be times where I'm going to push you, and you're going to think I'm pushing you too hard. But I'm pushing you because I know what's inside of you. And sometimes you need another individual to pull what's inside of you out. And that's kind of been my philosophy. And it seemed to work. Like I said, you know, I can go in and I can joke with the kids, but they know when it's time to get down to business, it's time to get down to business. And for the most part, I haven't really had a problem with that.
Okay.
And Norm, I want to talk about another facet, but maybe you're not. I'm sure most basketball people know this about you, but maybe some don't. You were also doing double duty while you were at Walkersville, because not only were you coaching at the high school level, you also had quite a few years coaching once again on both the boys and girls side for the Walkersville Mid-Maryland teams. I counted 12 years coaching either boys or girls at the Mid-Maryland level. What did you enjoy about coaching the younger teams?
This is one thing that Mike had taught me, and it was very successful. He said it has to start at that level. It has to start at the rec level. It has to start at, once they get to the rec level, the Mid-Maryland. Fortunately, we do have, you know, a Mid-Maryland program. And that's where the developmental stage starts for these young kids, and the fundamentals start. And what really, really, really helped us was once they saw a high school coach down at that level, they kind of knew what was expected once they got to the high school level. So once you teach that at that lower level, you kind of advance your program a little bit, because now when those kids get to that high school level, they know what's expected. Now, what they don't know is it gets a little tougher as you get older, right? So, you know, and it means a little bit more. Not that it didn't mean anything at Mid-Maryland, but it means a little bit more, because everybody wants to get to high school. If you're an athlete at any sport in high school, your goal is to win a state championship. So that's where it all boils starts at is that at lower level. And yes, I started with the boys with Mark Boris. We coached together on the boys side along with Mike Mummert. His son was down there at the time, and Scott Morris. And I had the pleasure to coach them. Then I moved over to the girls, because I had a daughter. Mathis had a daughter, and we were assistants to Mike's wife, Jen. And then I went back to the boys a couple years ago when my youngest son was coming up, and I was fortunate enough to get King and Johnson's career started there a little bit, and then my son and a couple other kids. So it was fun. It wears you down a lot. And I think I'm getting up in age, so I don't know if I could ever do that again.
No spring chicken anymore, are we, Norm?
No, sir.
Well, I concur with that. I know Tim does, too, as well, with our wives playing such an important role in our careers, for sure. Did you convert your family to Syracuse, Norm?
Believe it or not, Steve, my wife is a huge Maryland fan. But every year, for the past, I guess, 4 or 5 years now, things are started to let up a little bit. So we go up to Syracuse every year to watch a game. And the first year we went, was Syracuse played Maryland in the ACC Big Ten Challenge.
Ooh.
And that was pretty good. That was a pretty good experience. But Syracuse ended up winning, so she wasn't too happy, but she got through it. But she does support Syracuse. She supports my team.
Okay, so. That's good enough.
Hey, Norm. Any teams that you were involved with in your time at Walkersville, boys or girls side, whatever, that were, say, more special than some of the other teams along the way?
But believe it or not, it was probably my first year with the girls in 06. It was just one of those years where from top to bottom, we were really good. Like I said, I started off coaching freshman girls in 2006. We went undefeated. I want to say we were 16-0. Our JV team, I want to say only lost one game that year. And then our varsity team, I want to say was 22-0 going into the playoffs. That was to be my first year and to experience that was, I think that really, really hooked me. We lost in the state semis, but it was a great experience. We had the whole community behind us. I was 3 years late from Mathis's 2003 state championship team, and we always said that, hey, we're going to get one, but it never came to fruition. But you know what? It was a heck of a ride, and it was fun trying to get it.
Without question, Norman. And this year, I thought you guys were going to be there, and I'm sure you felt that way as well.
Yeah. It was one of those years where, you know, it was kind of a roller coaster. We lost to Oakdale, and I think we lost to Oakdale maybe last year as well, and it got us going, and we just didn't look back. Kenyon Johnson really carried us all year. But we had a great supporting cast, and it was heartbreaking. Don't get me wrong, but yep. Middletown was a very good team as well. So,
understood.
Hey, like you just mentioned, part of two state semifinal teams on the girls' side, 2006 and 2011, one state semifinal team on the boys' side, just last year, 2023. Being that you and Mike were together for all those years coaching. Talk about that special relationship, not only with Mike, but your two families are pretty close. Is that correct?
Yes. Funny story, when I first met Mike and I found out that Mike was married to Jennifer Raspberry, well, I grew up with Jennifer and Michelle Raspberry, very good friends with their family. And then me and Mike just hit it off from day one. And I think it's because we just had that the same goal. Like, we love the game. We love to win. We wear our heart on our sleeves, man. We just, we gave everything we had, and it, it showed. But we just built a special bond, and I don't even call us friends. I call us brothers, to be honest. We would talk every day for 18 years, every day on the phone, 2 and 3 times a day, the text messages, a lot goes into building a successful program, and the communication is key. Now, I'm not going to tell you there weren't times where we weren't at each other's throats, but at the end of the day, the end goal was to be successful and to build great programs and to win. And I think we've done that. Yes, we are. Our daughters are still friends. They've been friends since like fourth grade. So it's just been there. Our families are really close. I kind of call his mom my second mom. You know what I mean? It's just a good. It was a good fit for both of us. We both kind of had the same mindset.
That's great, Norm.
Norm, unfortunately, as you well know, time goes by quickly. We're running out of time. Again, I want to thank you for taking the time today. I also want to thank you for your time investment in coaching in Frederick County, and specifically at Walkersville, where I know Mike Mathers is certainly going to miss you. We're going to miss seeing you. I hope that doesn't happen. We'll see you out there sometime. But good luck in whatever you choose to do. And if you come back, we'll be looking forward to that as well.
Steve, I appreciate it. And real quick, my wife looked at me when I said we've been married 15 years, and I calculated in my head, and it's 19 years. I want to make sure I get that correct.
Oh, you better believe it. You better believe it. Thanks again.
It only seems like 15.
That's right.
Exactly.
There you go. There's the right answer. You've been listening to Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. For Tim Abercrombie, I'm Steve Nibbs, and we'll see you next week.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com.